What about in the low-lying lands, the...
rolling hills?
Yeah. What's the difference between a hill and a mountain?
You know, rolling hill is just... It could be, I guess it could be several feet high, but not very high. Whereas a mountain is many, many, you know, really tall.
So you wouldn't ever...
A mountain breaks you. Well, a rolling hill could break you if you were standing there. It could be high enough to break the horizon, your view.
Uh-huh.
But it's just not very, you know, you don't think of it as much.
Okay. Do you know the term draw?
A draw is like an arroyo, yeah.
Okay. And what about canyon? What is a canyon?
A canyon is a deep fissure in the ground.
What's the difference between a canyon and an arroyo?
Oh, a canyon is very deep.
Okay, what's the difference between a draw and an arroyo?
A draw and an arroyo are about the same thing, I would think.
Okay. Do you ever use the term draw?
No, I don't.
How did you know it?
I've read about it, and then there's that song about...
Okay.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Okay.
But a canyon is deep, you know, it's very, very deep, and between two mountains.
Oh, okay.
Or between, yeah, two mountains.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily. Now, the Grand Canyon is not between two mountains, but it's very deep in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And waterfalls. What is a waterfall?
Where the water falls over a precipice. Or it can be, it doesn't have to be a precipice. To me, a precipice is very tall, very high. It can be just a low, rocky area or a low drop from one level to another.
Mm-hmm. Are there different terms for different kinds of waterfalls?
No.
Have you ever heard
of a spillway, but is that the same as a waterfall? I don't think so.
No, that's probably man-made, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
have you ever heard
the term falls?
Just falls by themselves? Yes, I've heard of it.
But you never would use it.
Well, not living in a waterfall area, I don't think I would.
Okay. What does white water mean to you?
White water is the foamy water on the rapids on a river that is going over the rocks.
Okay, and those pretty things with lots of colors.
Rainbows.
Not rainbows, but that we grow. That
grow.
You know, like that pink thing out there. What's that?
Pink thing.
The
geraniums.
Pink thing. Yeah, but what generically? What do you call them?
Potted plants?
Potted plants. But just the pink thing.
Flowers?
Yeah, flowers. What are some wildflowers?
We have the bluebonnets, we have the black-eyed Susans, the sunflowers, the Indian paintbrush, the asters. Poppies. The beautiful.
What kind of poppies do we have here?
We have here those California poppies. Or I think that's what those orange ones are. They're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course the flowers on the cactus. And lots of the desert plants flower. Because you have them on the... The willow has beautiful little orchid-like flowers,
uh-huh.
And the bird of paradise has gorgeous flowers.
Okay. A bird of paradise. What kind of plant is that?
It's a desert plant, desert shrub.
Okay.
And there's two kinds. There's the red bird of paradise, which comes mostly from the Sonoran Desert. They do grow them here. We tried here. It was too cold at this spot in town. But there are some growing on the other side of town and some up in your area that stay alive.
Uh-huh.
And then the ones we have here at the house, another name for them is poinciana.
Hmm.
And they're yellow with red streamers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call them.
Mm-hmm.